The text for meditation is our epistle lesson, which was just read before. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Thanksgiving is a special time we set aside as God's people, set aside as a whole nation. First proclaimed by Abraham Lincoln in 1863 officially, although even George Washington had set aside a day of Thanksgiving. And we know the story of the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims, if you were here last year, that is. In our text, St. Paul urges us to offer prayers and thanksgiving for everyone, beginning, he says, with those who have authority over us. That includes those who govern us, and those who protect our freedoms, those who protect our communities. Two of those precious freedoms for which we are most grateful are the freedom we have to freely worship and serve our great God and Savior, and also the freedom we have then to freely share the good news that God awaits everyone, that God wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And we know it's not that way in all parts of the world. There are many places where people are imprisoned even for owning a Bible. God wants all to come to the knowledge of the truth. The central truth of our faith, Paul says, is the fact that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, the one who gave his life to ransom and redeem us from the powers of sin and death and Satan. A primary purpose of our life now is to share that precious gospel message in every way possible with as many people as possible, all around us and all around our world, through our witness and prayers and our generous mission gifts. Besides our enormous gratitude to God for his priceless gifts of forgiveness and eternal life, we have so many other reasons to be thankful. We should pause often to take time to give thanks to God for his countless blessings that he showers on us each day, and we know that so many of them we take for granted. And sometimes we don't appreciate them until we have a lean year among the years of plenty, when we perhaps have health problems after many years of good health, or we have other challenges in our life that we have to deal with. But these are the precious blessings God gives us. Life and health, family and friends, a church family where we can grow in faith and service to our Lord. And a place where we can come apart from our troubled world to live the kind of peaceful lives that Paul talks about here. And when we face times in our lives that are troubling or unsettling rather than peaceful, we're blessed to know that our gracious God is always there with us, offering us his help and hope, assuring us that he will walk through us through the valleys and dark shadows of life, surrounding us with his strength and comfort, with his help and hope. Most of us try to protect ourselves from threats to our health and finances and our way of life by buying some insurance. We buy life insurance, health and disability insurance, home and property insurance, auto insurance. Some of us buy long-term care insurance. You can even insure your pets if you want to. Such insurance can offer us some peace of mind, but it cannot restore lost health or undo an accident, or heal a broken relationship. Insurance cannot protect us from fear and worry and anxiety, or from spiritual testing and temptation. What our gracious Heavenly Father offers to all those who live by faith in His Son and our Savior is not insurance, but assurance, divine assurance that we can count on no matter what. God assures us of His loving care, His guardianship, no matter what changes or challenges may come our way. He assures us that Jesus paid in full for all of our flaws and faults and failures. He assures us that on that cross, Jesus earned for us the priceless gift of eternal life. And He assures us that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. The sacred scriptures are full of what we might call God's assurance policies and promises. And here are a few examples. God promises, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go." And when our problems seem more than we can bear, God assures us, as St. Paul says, "The suffering of this present time is not worth comparing to the glory to be revealed to us." Our life is too short, really, to have enough Thanksgiving days and Sundays to offer God all of our praise and thanks for His assurances and all of His blessings, which is maybe why He has given us all of eternity to offer Him our praise and thanksgiving. But in the meantime, He offers us not only a chance to praise Him and serve Him, the opportunity to respond to all of His gifts and blessings with a life of thanks living. Thanksgiving leads to thanks living. St. Paul talks about this in Colossians chapter 2, where he says, "Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith that you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Our overflowing thankfulness that we offer to God in our prayers and worship is magnified and reflected to others by the way that we live out our faith each day, through our words of witness, our loving actions, and our Christ-like lifestyle. Living for Jesus is living for others as we listen to their joys and struggles, and share with them our own joys and struggles, and above all, share with them our life-giving faith and hope in Christ. One of the ways that we can be a blessing to others in our thanks living is to take time to say thanks to people who have been a blessing to us. One time I noticed a bumper sticker which read, "If you can read this, thank a teacher." We should be grateful to our school teachers, Sunday school teachers. Many of them through their kindness, guidance, encouragement, especially to those who went out of their way to share with us godly wisdom and values for our life. Many of us, I'm sure, can share stories about one or more beloved teachers. The writer, William Steiger, said that he made it his practice every Thanksgiving to write a note of thanks to someone who had helped him along life's way. One year, he said, he wrote to a former high school teacher and received this prompt reply. Dear Willie, I am an old lady in my late 80s. I am ill and cannot leave my room. Your letter came like a ray of bright sun, illuminating my dark days. You might be interested to know that after nearly 50 years of teaching, yours was the first letter I ever received from a former student. Soon after I read about that, I sat down and wrote a letter of appreciation to Mrs. Grenfell, my English teacher the last 2 years of high school, for she not only helped me develop critical thinking and writing skills, but also encouraged me to enter the ministry. I received a very appreciative letter back from her, along with 4 books she had written of prose and poetry. A couple years later, Linda and I made a memorable visit with her at her home in Maine when she was in her late 80s. In the next few days, I would encourage you to think about some people who've touched your life in a special way. Those who maybe have shared with you an extra measure of kindness or guidance or encouragement, or perhaps encouraged you in your faith and your walk with the Lord. Of course, if we're older, many of these people have already gone to be with the Lord. But I'm sure at least a couple people will come to mind who would be blessed by a personal note of thanks or an email or phone call that would brighten their life and would encourage them in their faith. As you celebrate the true meaning of Thanksgiving in these next few days and well beyond with your family and friends, may it always be a time of overflowing thanksgiving to God and a time of loving and caring thanks living. For Jesus' sake, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds secure and steadfast in Christ Jesus our Savior, as we follow him in thanksgiving and thanks living all the days of our life. For we ask it in his name. Amen.